Welcome back to Your Zest Life. I'm your host, Genevieve, and I'm so happy you're here today. I hope this podcast finds you healthy, happy, and in a peaceful state of being. I'm recording this week's podcast on one of the most beautiful fall days. I found myself admiring the yellow leaves against the blue sky and just wanting to sit in nature and take all of this in. I will say the transition of summer to fall is one of my favorite times of year. But I also know that in a couple of weeks, when the leaves start to fall and the transition gets closer to winter, that this becomes a more challenging time of year, as I know many others can relate. It gets darker earlier, the nights are longer, the weather gets a lot colder, and with all this change, our bodies and minds start to feel a shift with the change of seasons as well. This week on Your Zest Life, we talk about the change of seasons. Me, being the curious human I am, I looked into the why and history in our solar system behind this change as well, which is pretty interesting. We take a deeper look at the impact of this change on our bodies, our minds, our lifestyle, and ladies, even our menstrual cycle. I leave you with some nuggets of knowledge on how to go with the flow of transitioning into cooler months, including foods and supplements to incorporate into your diet, tips for having more hydrating and hair skin products, lifestyle tips, and how to create more joy amidst changes in colder seasons, even if you are a sunshine and warm vibes lover like myself. As always, I hope this week's episode provides you some resources for whatever you're experiencing right now. And thank you for listening to Your Zest Life. Your Zest Life is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com, Boise, or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Well, welcome back, Life Zesters. How are you today? I hope that you're having a great day. It is beautiful today here in the Treasure Valley. It's one of those like picture perfect fall days where as I was driving in, I noticed that the yellow golden leaves and like the contrast of the blue sky, it was just like stunning. I wanted to take a moment and just pause and take everything in because I know in a couple weeks, the leaves are going to start to fall and we'll be transitioning closer into winter, which I don't know about you. I think we talked a little bit about this before, but I'm a big summer lover. I love everything about summer. Sunshine, getting to do outdoor activities, my birthday's in the summer, so I don't know if that has any influence on it. And I love fall. I think it's just like fall time for me is really nostalgic. And again, I don't know about you, but I think there's some nostalgia in, you know, getting ready to start school and, you know, you got to do like new school clothes and walking in the leaves. My family's big bikers, as you know, and something that we would always do in the fall is take like bike lunch trips. So we'd pack a picnic, we'd ride our bikes, and we would aim to bike through the leaves because you'd hear that crunch underneath them. And my dad, last week, about a week ago, we went for a gravel ride and we started from our house and the sun wasn't even up yet, but it was like a full moon and we're just crinkling through the leaves and the air around you just feels so crisp and fresh and getting to see the moon over the foothills. It was just, I remember my dad at one point during our ride just saying, hey, turn off your light. Because again, it was really dark outside. We had our headlights on. He said, turn off your light. Let's pull over here for a second. And so we turned off our lights. We pulled over and it's one of those moments like I'll never forget. You know, it wasn't like super big moment, didn't last for a long time, but I think taking time for moments like that and being really present in them is something that allows us to take advantage of these changes in seasons and what they're trying to teach us, what they're trying to show us, which is what today's about. Talking specifically about your body on the change of seasons. So I don't know if you can feel this wherever you're listening from, whatever hemisphere you're in, but right now, Treasure Valley area, we are moving from warm month towards winter months, and this can be a challenging time of year, if not right now, but definitely in a few weeks. Again, when those leaves start to fall off the trees, we start to feel that decline in temperature, we're hitting freezing temperatures, days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and this change can bring a lot mentally with it, emotionally, has a lot of an impact on our bodies. And so I wanted to kind of start with, you know, what kind of notices or what do you notice when there's this change of season? So talking specifically right now, summer to fall, I know recently this is so hard for me. I don't know why this is so hard, but packing up my summer clothes, putting them away, bringing out sweaters. This year it was easier. I don't know if I'm just kind of settling in like, okay, we're going to embrace the change. I feel like that's been a big consistent kind of lesson in the last couple of years is just embracing the change. And I really love, I told my husband, like, I'm really into the fashion lately. I'm wearing biker shorts and a baggy sweater and my Birks today. And I was so bummed because I couldn't find a beanie in my car. I have this beanie I'm wearing right now that has a smiley face on it. And it just makes me happy. And I found that it makes people around me happy. I was at the co-op yesterday and the guy was so delightful anyways. And he said, it's all about perspective, right? You know, it's all about your perspective and how you're showing up. And then he said, and you've got a smiley face on your beanie. So that's got to make you happy. I'm like, it's the little things, right? Anyway, that's the squirrel side of my brain. But the transition for me does mean like really setting up my house so that it feels a little bit more fall. I'm not someone who I would say decorates my house for every holiday. I definitely get very into Halloween. I love, 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 love Halloween. I love dressing up. I love the costumes. I love that it brings people together. I don't like anything scary about it, which is peculiar because we are decorating our house right now for Halloween. And I've never been someone who's like putting up scary decorations. We don't have spiders. We don't do skulls or skeletons. I think we'll do like Dia de los Muertos. We will put up those kind of skulls. But they're much more like festive and artsy and really beautiful. But this year, we have a huge skull on our door. We've got dancing skeletons. I'm really excited for, and I don't even think we're going to be at our house for trick-or-treaters. I think we're going to Harrison Boulevard with Lauren and her kiddo. I just love Halloween. And then I love Christmas. Those are the two holidays I really decorate for. And I think that what this will segue into is that this is how I found a way to enjoy this change of season. Changing when it gets colder, when it gets darker longer is really difficult. And so by finding things that I enjoy, I found that it allows me to adapt a little bit better. Other things that I'm having to change that are different this year is I've become more of a plant mom than ever before. And so I'm prepping my plants right now to come indoors, which if you are a big plant lover or maybe in the last year, I think a lot of us have found that we have housed more plants than we ever have before. And it's a process, right? You've got to like spray down the pots. You've got to cleanse the plants. So any bugs you might be bringing from outside, making sure they don't come inside. It's a process and trying to do it before it hits freezing. So we've kind of done the cleaning. We brought them into the garage. We're covering them up with blankets. And I ordered some bags to put, or some, I think they're bags. I don't know what they're called, but you put them over your plants in the winter to protect them. Anyways, we could do a whole podcast on that. But also things that change for us are the foods that we're eating. I know I'm doing more squash, more soups, more hearty foods, less fruit, more warm liquids like tea. We start to notice our skin's drying out, I'm feeling a little more fatigued. And what I really noticed was when we came back from Bend, so again, we had our mommy daddy puppy weekend, and our pups were, I had to ask my husband, like, have you noticed that Seuss and Simba are really acting weird? And especially Seuss, who's just so, like, he will feed off the energy around him. And earlier in the week, I had a lot of high energy. I was really excited, rejuvenated, coming back from vacation. And I was like, what's going on with Seuss? Usually if I'm excited, he'll get excited. And we realized, I think part of it was that they had a vacation hangover. So just coming off vacation, and they'd had a lot of excitement. We are with them constantly, and we never really get to spend that much time together in a short period of time. But also noticing that the temperatures when we came in dropped significantly to the point where it is now freezing overnight in the Treasure Valley. And watching their behaviors change a little bit this week really made me think about, like, what exactly is happening when the seasons change? So I've got to be honest. I loved science growing up. I loved earth science in particular. But I had to do a little bit of researching to see exactly what is happening with Earth during the end of June. And, you know, I'm a very curious human. I've got that childlike tendency in me where I'm like, why is this happening? And so I did a little research. And again, I'm not an expert in this topic, but from what I could find, so a little bit of background. Let's see here. Summer solstice is middle, end of June, so 22nd. The northern hemisphere is angled towards the sun, which gives it the closest, most direct amount of heat, light, and radiation. And then in December, so when we have the winter solstice, 6 months later, the southern hemisphere is tilted closer to the sun, giving us the shortest night of the year. And if you're like, duh, hello, I knew that. Yeah. Just a reminder for those of us who maybe don't remember fifth grade science. Okay, I wanted to take it one step further, though. I'm like, why is this happening? Like, how is this happening? What is creating this tilt? And earlier years in the solar system, this is cool. So when I say earlier, by the way, I mean 4.5 billion, billion years ago. This hypothesized ancient planet called Theia collided with Earth, which impacted its axial tilt. So in addition to this, it had about roughly, 10 other giant collisions. And this caused the Earth's axis to tilt at 23.5 degrees, which is where it's at now. So again, if you're an expert on this and I got any of that wrong, don't shoot the messenger. This is just what I found online. And I thought that was interesting of how, you know, something that happened billions of years ago is still impacting us today. So beyond space, you know, what else do we start to see with the change in seasons? You know, we start to see that animals start to hibernate to conserve their energy, right? Because their temperature, their heart rate, their breathing, and other metabolic activities start to slow down. This was kind of interesting. Not only does it slow down, but it slows down significantly. So to less than 5% of normal. So if you're wondering, like, gosh, why do I feel so tired? Why don't I feel as motivated to do anything? Why don't I feel as excited about going out? I want to stay in. Like, Luke and I are very social in the summer, we found. We have something going on almost every weekend. And in the winter, I find us wanting to intentionally schedule weekends where we're staying in. Because we want to chill. We want to just decompress. Also, we'll kind of go into this more, but ladies, our menstrual cycle is impacted as well. So with the menstrual cycle, the sunshine, or in this case, the lack thereof, can actually change the length of our periods. This is cool. Your ovarian activity is actually higher in the summer. So what happens is that this sunshine starts to help increase the secretion of follicle-stimulating hormone. So this is a hormone that helps to regulate the reproductive functions of the body. So you might ovulate less frequently in the winter and have a longer menstrual cycle. Interesting, right? We also start to find that in these changes where it's getting colder, darker, longer, we are a little more anxious. Maybe you have some mood swings or there's sadness, right? We all know seasonal depression disorder. And this makes sense because, you know, you're not getting as much sunlight, but also there's a lot going on this time of year, right? Once Halloween starts, you've got Halloween, you've got Thanksgiving, you've got Christmas, just for some of the holidays that are more, that we might know of more. And then New Year's, right? And then Valentine's Day. Like, there's at least one holiday every single month. And that's a lot. We're eating a lot of food. We're spending a lot of time with people, having to socialize, having to be on, maybe drinking more alcohol or having more sugar than our bodies are used to. And we know the impact of that on ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally. And then after that, you have this drop, right? Where there's nothing. It's rainy. It's still dark. It's still cold. And it's kind of like when you, if you've ever planned a wedding or you've had a significant moment in your life, that once that's done, there's like the letdown of, okay, I planned for all of this. I had all this excitement going up to it, all this anticipation going up to it. And then what? So there's a lot that takes place then in these next few months. And then I think mental health and mood is definitely something that we think of more when we think of things that are impacted by the change of season. So again, more dark time in darkness and the cold. It decreases our access to vitamin D, which is a mood regulator and helps to aid towards the prevention of depression. Something that I found interesting when I was researching this is that there was a test done in Belgium. And I don't know how they convinced adults to do this, but they had adults that were kept inside for all four seasons to see how their brain adapted to the change of season. So what they found is that at the summertime, the brain was at a higher level of activity, whereas the winter, it was at its lowest level activity, meaning that it required a lot more memory to recall, and that also their mood, metabolism, human gene activity, and their immunity was affected. So kind of a cool little test that was done. What this made me think of is, how can we allow ourselves to adapt to change? And I think that this change in seasons, you know, a lot of times when we go through a change in our own season, I think we hear this phrase a lot right now, like, oh, I'm in this season where I'm trying to better understand myself, or this season feels very challenging to me. And that can refer to a certain point in our life that maybe feels different than other points. I think that a lot of these tips could apply to that. So even if you're listening to this podcast at a time where it's not a change in the actual like climate seasons or seasons in our year, but that these could apply to also just general, if you feel a change of seasons in your own personal life. And the first one being, give yourself permission to rest. So it's natural for us. Think about, you know, we're not that far removed from other mammals, but mammals are hibernating for the most part in the winter. And so giving yourself permission that as you're going into these low energy mode periods, that your sleep cycle might change. Maybe you're sleeping a little longer on the weekends, though trying to avoid excessive change to your regular weekday schedule, so you're not throwing yourself off on those work days. And then finding other activities that allow you to be more restorative. So maybe that's yoga. I know I do a lot more slower movements for my exercises in the winter. One being because it just kind of feels better on my body, and two, because it takes my body longer to warm up. So I don't do as much of a focus on HIIT workouts. Again, more yoga, maybe more slower moving, strength training. And then also finding that, you know, again, in the summer months, we're really social. Winter, I find that we turn into, we call it puzzles, puppies, and pizza nights, where we make pizza at home, and then we pull out a good puzzle, have our puppies there. It's just, it's really like lovely evening. And I found myself last year wanting to carry it over more into the summer months as well, because I enjoyed that time to myself and time to just restore. And I think there's something that you can learn from every season. And then with that, also finding ways to still stay active. So it's easier when it's warm outside, right, to get outside, move your body. You go for a bike ride with friends. Maybe you go hike in the foothills. Maybe you go down to the park, you play some frisbee. But when you're indoors, it can be a little bit more difficult. So finding ways to still stay active helps to boost our mood. And if you're someone who, like, you know, I don't like going to the gym, I don't really like working out indoors, but I don't really have any like outdoor holiday or not holiday, but outdoor passions that are active, I would encourage you to challenge yourself to try to find something that you enjoy that involves you being in the outdoors in the winter. Again, I'm not a big winter person, but I've found that being active outdoors helps me to get that vitamin D, right, and recharge from being in nature, and also helps me to enjoy the winter a little bit more. I used to snowboard, but as I've gotten older and I don't have quite as much time to commit to that, and also it's a lot of money if you don't have the time to commit to it, we got into snowshoeing, and it's a fraction of the cost. It's a little more slower paced, which I've gotten to really enjoy. We can take our dogs with us as well, pack a picnic. We can be really social with each other. Finding something that allows me to just be present in nature, even when it's cold outside, has been a big game changer. And that leads us into our next one, which is focus on what you love, right? This is with anything. Again, if you find that you're just in a change of season, focus on what you love. I know that, and of course you know, we love our dogs. And so getting to be able to spend more time with my dogs outside, and then also when it does get colder outside, I've identified that I really love, I can take our dogs in the car with me to work. When I run errands, I don't have to leave them at home as much. I can even take them in the car and then, you know, in between errands or in between meetings, take them for a walk somewhere. So it's kind of how I focus on turning something that I've usually really not looked forward to and finding a positive spin on it. So I actually made a list of these things that I love about the change of seasons. And you know, like I said before, I love the change of the fall colors on the leaves. I've gotten really into, again, the fashion. I don't know what it is, but I love that you can wear those big high socks. Tube socks? I think that's what they're called. And I can wear those with my Birks, which I used to always think looked so silly. And now I'm like, oh, I get it. These biker shorts, get my tube socks, my Birkenstocks, and a big sweater. I don't know. I might be turning into a fall girl. We also, every year, will throw a white elephant ugly sweater party. We really love bringing people together, finding ways to celebrate. And it's right around that time where I do find myself kind of getting more in my head, more focused on my mental health, and having that to look forward to is a really positive thing that happens. So if you're, again, someone who's like, man, I feel that in December, January, February, I really struggle, you know, identify things that you really enjoy. And if you're having a hard time identifying things, then incorporate something that you will enjoy. You know, if that's throwing, having an annual party you're going to have, or getting friends together for a gift exchange, or maybe it's a trip that you book. Maybe it's that you go see a play or you go to the theater. We went to, what's it called? The Nutcracker every year growing up. And it was really nice to have those kind of traditions to look forward to. So maybe you create your own traditions. Look at what activities your community is putting on. And be intentional about welcoming joy into your life during a season that, you know, I think that we look to the holidays as being very joyful, but they can be very overwhelming. And post-holidays kind of seem to be a time where we find more depression in our communities. So being really intentional about incorporating joy into your life. The next one, supplements and nutrition. So look at what you're eating. Look at how you are fueling your body. So one of these big ones being vitamin D, right? We are lacking vitamin D because we're not getting as much sunshine. We're not getting outside. And vitamin D does a ton for our bodies. So in addition to being a mood regulator, it also helps our body to absorb calcium, which is one of the main building blocks for having stronger bones. It helps to regulate the immune system while helping with calcium balance. And also is involved in regulating many of the genes that are important for brain function. So not only does it help with regulating mood and aids towards the prevention of depression, but also aids in sleep quality. So lots of things right there that I just listed that I don't know about you. I know I struggle with sleep sometimes. I know that when my mood feels like it's fluctuating, it's really helpful to be incorporating more vitamin D into my diet. Other vitamins that you want to look at, vitamin C, vitamin A, B12, zinc, as well as a probiotic. These are super, super beneficial in supporting the immune system and, again, mood regulation. The next one being hydration. So it's easier to stay more hydrated or drink water in the summer because we're hot, we're sweating. However, in the winter, it can be more difficult, right? You don't really want to be drinking cold liquids. So really avoid neglecting hydration in the winter. And we can get this through tea or warmer liquids. You know, try to be mindful of coffee because caffeine will dehydrate you. You can also look to water-dense foods. So cucumbers, apples, celery. One of my favorites is bone broth. So bone broth is like the superfood of today, right? So superfood in that there's so many benefits to it. One, super hydrating. Two, protects our joints. It also reduces the inflammation and heals the gut. So if you think about how your diet's maybe changing around the holidays, we're eating foods that maybe we're not as used to. We're indulging a little bit more and indulging to enjoy those social experiences with family and friends. So bone broth can help to heal the gut and also supports the production of anti-aging molecules. Pretty cool. Also with hydration, don't forget about your body. So your skin, your hair, your face. I know my skincare regimen changes in the winter. I'm focused on more hydrating cleansers as well as other products that I'm putting on my face and body. So and this is not my forte, by the way, but I thought I would just give some tips that have helped me. But I try to look for a really good nighttime mask for my lips, my face, as well as my feet. My feet get really, really dried and cracked. And if you are looking at the ingredients in your products, you want to look for hydrating ingredients like glycerin, my eyesight's so bad, hyaluronic acid, fatty alcohols, squalene, lactic acid. And then you want to be avoiding sodium lauryl sulfate, sodium laureth sulfate, ammonium lauryl sulfate, willow bark, and AHA acids. So that, especially if you have dry skin, those AHA acids will dry you out even more. Again, I'm not the expert in this area. This is just from my own personal research, but this has been helpful. And especially being in Idaho, very, very dry. We get into winter, it seems like everything dries out. And then the last part, you guys, okay, ladies. So we talked about our periods, right? So you might find in the winter that your period feels worse because of the weather changes. Though I will say when I was looking this up, this is more of a secondary cause and effect to other influences such as stress and travel. Those would be like the first cause. But something that can help is that one thing in the summer, again, we're more likely to be active and moving around. So moving your body helps with PMS symptoms. Find a way to move your body in the winter that feels good for you. And then also use a heat pad. I find that when I'm in the winter time, I like to sleep with a heated rice pad. So heat pads, I don't really like falling asleep with them plugged in. But if it's during the day and I'm just like working on stuff, I remember growing up, I used to use my computer on my lap, which is actually really bad for you. I think there's like radiation and that can be very damaging. And so I would get a heat pad and plug it in, use it. But something I've really turned towards are these rice pads. So you can heat the rice pads up in the microwave. You can also freeze them. So they're great for injuries and then also just very relaxing. So I'll heat it up a couple minutes and I'll even put a little bit of essential oils on it and just kind of put that over my stomach. Super soothing. Again, looking to food. So food is so healing. Looking for foods like fatty fish, which has, or anything that's really rich in omega-3s, which relax muscles. Ginger tea, help with your stomach. Leafy greens, so something that has lots of iron in it because we're losing a lot of iron during our period. You can go towards bananas or anything rich in B6. B6 is a vitamin that enhances our mood. Also looking at yogurt or calcium-rich foods, which help to reduce PMS symptoms and relax the muscles. Fascinating, right? I feel like I need to take a full breath after that. So I hope that this is beneficial for you. Again, if right now you're experiencing this change in seasons as well, so going from warmer season to colder season, or if you're just finding that you're listening to this at a time in your life where personally you're feeling a change of seasons in what you're doing, whether it's with your career, your relationship, yourself, you know, going through a different growth in your life, facing a different challenge. I think a lot of these tips, and this is something that I'm finding as I'm getting more into my health coaching, is really who we are. Like, the human body is complex, but at the root of it, what will help to heal us and what will help to get us in a homeostasis is very similar along the whole way. So what might help with seasonal affect disorder is also going to help if you are, you know, diseased, or, you know, you're dealing with trauma. All of these relate in that it just gets back to taking care of our core self. So anyways, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. As always, if you think that this will be beneficial for someone else, please don't hesitate to share that. You know, whether that means sharing it in a text to somebody else, putting it on your social stories or on a post, telling someone about it in conversation. You know, this is how we grow and evolve together. All right, team. I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. I've got some excellent hosts, guests, co-hosts coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to do a part two on your body on change. We're also going to talk more about, ladies, our menstrual cycle and things that we should be more aware of as far as with foods that we're eating and what to be doing before our cycle. And just, I'm like, my mind right now is blown in having these conversations leading up to it. And then a couple other special guests. So make sure you're checking back. Again, if there's something that you would like to hear, or if there's someone who you would like to ever have on this show, please reach out, Genevieve_Nuttinghoworth, TH. And I will do my very best to get them in the lineup. All right, we'll see you at the next one. Have a good one, team. All right, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode brought some zest into your life. And if you think this podcast will bring value to someone else, please feel free to share. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. You can also find more insight on my Instagram at Genevieve_Nuttinghoworth. And click the link in this episode's description where you can find my website. All right, I can't wait to rally with you next week.